The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. April the 11th, 2018. Five and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Greatest walk-in humidor in Northern California. And, of course, outstanding customer service at Tobacco and Brew. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Bob, we've already been working. With our renovations of the studio, Linda and I were here last night at 5:30, 6 o'clock, still trying, 12-hour days. And then Bob rolls in here, and he's already on his hands and knees trying to figure out where our phone system, which is...
Wires.
Why does it work everywhere but one room? But Bob's fixing that one, too. Yeah. So that's kind of where we are this morning. But, Bob, good morning.
And good morning to you. Kind of a mixed bag of a day.
It's going to be a full day. I wrote nothing. I usually write notes in the
morning.
Well, I have my notepad there, but there's nothing on it because we're hitting the ground running today.
We're very, very excited about the staff that we have. Thanks for fixing that, Bob. Sounds kind of funny.
Gosh, our people here are just working. You can't say enough about them. Sue, Bob, Diane, Jennifer.
Yes, we're very blessed with the great staff.
Yeah.
Okay, starting off with the weather today, because we're going to be getting to the cast of Oliver. I know we're all waiting and anticipating for the spring musical. How exciting.
May I have some
Yeah. Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 58, our lows of 39. Chance of showers today. Tomorrow calls for chance of showers again with our highs of 59 and our lows of 39. Friday calls for mostly sunny with... skies around 72, mostly cloudy in the evenings with around 47, and Saturday mostly sunny with our temperatures around 74, and Saturday night the lows will be in the rain again with 49. Sunday, rain likely again with, get this, highs of 61 on Sunday, so that's going to be chilly. Don't change your closets out yet. And Sunday night is chance of rain with mostly cloudy. So anyway, that's just a week forecast. You know that we're going to have various days of rain and throughout the week. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Every so often you get a day where we try to start off, like at least give ourselves 15 minutes to talk about what's happening in town, in the world, and these kind of things. Other days, though, it just works out like this. But in every case, it's exciting, and it's things that are happening that are great in our town. And this one that's coming up is going to be spectacular. We're talking, of course, about the musical Oliver.
At the Cascade Theater, beginning opening dates are April 19th, okay. And with us this morning is Emma Wallman, Brad Pike, and Jocelyn Carter. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. See, we love that.
Jocelyn, make that microphone your friend, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. That's right. Don't be afraid of that. Think of it as your buddy.
So directed by Eileen Davis, produced by, of course, Jana Pulcini-Laird. And
Eileen. Davis.
Island. Thank you so much. And it's at the Cascade Theater. Again, the beginning dates are April 19th through the 22nd and the 26th to the 29th. You don't want to miss any time you get to see a wonderful production at the Cascade with some of the most fantastic talent. You can't even, it blows your mind away of what's been grown right here in Reading. So let's begin with Emma. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, and you're playing the role of?
Of Widow Corny.
Okay. And that's juicy.
And she is. She is, in her way, a simple character and yet very complex. Every time you see her in a different element. And she's very wicked.
Right.
She's very evil. I kind of think of her as a spider, actually, like a black widow coming in for an attack. So
is that how you
get into the character when
you think
this is a Black Widow who's kind of edging around here and edging around here. But once you get your little fangs into somebody, that's it.
She's very predatory.
Yeah. I think, like the widow, she would kill her husband and have no problem with it.
Well, but Linda has said that to me.
I completely understand.
No, Linda said that.
Don't even laugh. I get it.
Okay,
totally.
Okay.
My mother used to call me a black widow.
When,
okay, so Jocelyn Carter.
Your mom said that?
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
So you're a black widow.
Jocelyn
Carter, let's go to you, and you're playing the role of?
Mrs. Sowerberry. I'm the wife of the Undertaker that Oliver is sold to.
Man.
So. Also not a nice lady. Yay!
Yeah, but there's Oliver is dark in many ways.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Well, you know what? You've started off with this. And maybe some people don't know what Oliver is.
A musical? Brad?
Okay, but let's let Brad, what's Oliver about?
Give us a synopsis.
Thank you. Well, you know, Oliver is it's a time in London where it is very dark. People are very poor. There's a huge difference between, you know, the people who have money and those who don't. Children are sold in slave labor. They're used and even in Mary Poppins, where they were the chimney sweeps. You know, mm-hmm. It was a very short lifespan for a person. And so this really tends to Oliver's is a way of trying to bring that out. You know, what that was all about, and that there's always some hope in there. And so Oliver, of course, is the shining star who goes through all the difficult things that everyone's experiencing in life, but rises above it.
That was a lot of the Dickinson's and a lot of the plays back then, where it was terrible, but they rose through that to become a success. And that was, you know, it's kind of like there's a chance for
the
people.
Human spirit. You know, it's a good feeling
because things were so downtrodden back then. But there is a chance to win, even if it's only one out of so many. So this is what Oliver was in the book, but then and made into a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think it's important that people kind of get that, because a lot of people who know Oliver, you know, they've been around, but they've heard it. Maybe they haven't been there, but now they can take a look at it where there's singing and dancing and a good ending.
So what would possibly be, if you could just give us a quick, some of the hit songs that we know very well, like key songs that come from the show Oliver? Emma?
Where Is Love? Is a
Where?
That's the one. Yep, and Consider Yourself is also another big one.
Consider Yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Consider Yourself at Home.
Yeah,
so you'll hear that one a lot. I think those are the two big ones that I can think of that are pretty well known.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I Do Anything.
Right,
with Nancy.
Yep, Nancy and. Dodger.
Right. Yeah. So, Jocelyn, do you have a song? A solo part?
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Sowerberry are fascinated with death. And
well, he's a mortician.
Yes,
right?
He is. Right. Yes. So, she is, I think, meaner to Oliver than her husband is. He's more just kind of creepy. And so we actually do get a song where we sing about death.
Wow.
Okay. Well, you know what? There's a lot of songs, like a lot of plays that we know that deal along those levels. And so very exciting. So what has this, because you've been in how many productions now?
This is my fourth at the Cascade, but I've done other things
around town. Within the company.
Yeah.
Now, are you part of the company?
No, I'm not.
Because, Brad, you're part of the company.
Yes.
Now, Emma, are you new to the company or part of the company?
I am not part of the company.
Okay, so let's go just down the line. Like, for you in this show so far with rehearsals, what has this particular production meant for you as an actress or performing artist or actor? I mean, I always just say, you know,
I think
personality.
Well, with each performance that I've been in, it presents itself in a different challenge each time. And really wanting to be authentic and not just acting, but mm-hmm. really bringing it.
I think that's great.
This production itself, I think they did really well at utilizing our time the best, and so there wasn't idle time just spent sitting on our duff watching other people rehearse.
How are the tech rehearsals in this particular?
They've been amazing.
Okay.
Our tech team is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Truly
amazing.
They just
keep getting better and better. It's just amazing to watch. Okay, we're going to have to take a break. We come back. We still have the cast here. That's going to be in the musical Oliver, start with the Cascade Theater, Emma Wallman, Brad Pike, and Jocelyn Carter. But before we take a break, this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Well, I'm just going to go through a few things that are happening this weekend, because I've got like a stack of 46 things. But the Louderback's Black Powder Club 40th Annual Rendezvous. Okay, if you don't know what this is where people, they set up a camp.
Reenactment?
It's a reenactment type thing where it's set up a camp like from the 1840s.
One of those 1840s.
And it's where a rendezvous where all the trappers would come in and then sell their beaver plews that they had trapped the whole year. And so this is kind of it was called a rendezvous. And there's going to be shooting contest and all this. But this is going to be the 40th annual rendezvous. It's
going to go on
for 4 days.
Exciting.
It's going to be on out there at Hooker Creek campsite out there. And along the Sacramento River, and there's a lot of things going on there, but it's open free to the public, so anybody can come in and just take a look. It's going to be it's like a great live history lesson. But if you want to also compete in the Black Powder, you can do that. But give Wade Bellinger a call at 365-5827 or Jacqueline a call at 223-4935. And you can take a look and look this up at the Louderback's Black Powder Club and tell you exactly where all of this is. Then, of course, on Saturday, we're having our fourth annual mixer for the Healing Waters Fly Fishing, which is a project, Healing Waters Fly Fishing, for helping physically and emotional rehabilitation of veterans.
You're going to be out there for that.
Yeah, I'll be out there. I'll be there for the mixer. It's going to be Saturday night. And it's going to be, it's like $20 to get in, but it's got great, great, great raffle items and all that. And it helps support the fish out that they have for all the veterans that are a member of the club that happens on Sunday, where the fly club or the fly shop donates like 20 boats. And then their sponsors and all that come in. So all that's going to be happening this weekend. We'll be right back after these messages.
Resort and Casino Sunday, April 22nd for our annual Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Space is limited, so get here early. Show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog meal. $5 free slot play and a t-shirt. Additional hot dog meals available for $5. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Download the Wind River app. Classic cars are better. Classic cars rock. And the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I receive more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 11th of April. Food, glorious food. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, my sleep number setting is 60, and Linda's sleep number setting is 40. And let me tell you, these beds, we've had them now for, gosh, going on 4 years, and I can't tell you about how amazing they are. We don't have to have the same firmness in our beds to be able to sleep well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can adjust the firmness in these beds.
You can change your sleep number setting, which I do frequently.
That's right. You know, it depends on what you've been doing. Like, we've been moving all the furniture around here.
Right.
So we're probably changing the sleep number settings
tonight, definitely.
And now with the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, that as you are moving, the bed adjusts with you. I don't know about you. That seems like a pretty good idea. So right now, the Sleep Number 360 smart beds have introductory savings up to $300 plus special financing. But you need to go down to the Sleep Number store, and it's down in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. Go on in. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Jump on one of the beds. Try it out. And I promise you, it can change your life. How much is a good night's sleep worth?
I don't know. We should ask the cast of Oliver, too. We have Emma Wallman, Brad Pike, and Jocelyn Carter from the cast of Oliver, which opens April 19th here at the Cascade Theater. We're just in the middle. Right, we're in countdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys are off book, probably gone through tech. And so let's talk to Brad a little bit. Brad, what role are you playing?
I'm playing Mr. Bumble.
Mr. Bumble.
Mr. Bumble's a beat of leather workhouse. He's a little bit not so pro-cool, but lives through that, you know. Station is very important, and so he kind of lives vicariously through that. And he runs the workhouse where Oliver is placed, and so Oliver really upsets his apple cart because he wants more. No kid ever asked for more. I mean, what are you doing to me here? I'm trying to run the place, and so between Mr. Bumble and Mrs. Corny, they team up to find a way to get rid of Oliver and maybe line their pockets a little bit too. So they are cohorts in that. So that's now I also this is a unique show in that there are two Bumbles. So. Michael Murphy is Mr. Bumble for the night and weekend shows, and then I'm doing the kids' shows.
Oh, I love the fact that that you can do a split cast.
Mm-hmm.
That works.
And that helps out for people who got, are working.
Have another life.
The 9 to 6 yeah. every day, and then they have to run down there like that.
Right.
I understand that.
And you're a businessman in town. You are running a full, tell us about your business.
Thanks. Like you say, I'm a company member, so I've been doing this for a few years, And my patient base has been gracious enough to, they're always asking, oh, what's your next show? And so when it comes to Tech Week, where I have to close my shop down a little early and things like that, they're very, gracious about allowing that and allowing us to reschedule and things.
Being a chiropractor.
Yeah, a chiropractor.
Okay, so there you go.
Sorry.
No, that's a great service, what you're doing.
Thank
so
you.
Wonderful. And so anyway, we talked to our other cast members who are doing a very noble thing as well, with what we call is really enhancing the children of your lives, a music teacher, a signer. It's really cool to hear what people do and then to know that when they go into their role, they become the role and then become this great family with the cast.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys have a number, like an opening number or something that maybe you can throw out our way?
Well,
not all of them.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. So all three of you going to do it? Okay. These two are going to do it. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit of that.
Okay.
All right.
Oliver, Oliver, never before has a boy wanted more.
Oliver, Oliver, he won't have a mom and he knows that it's dark.
There's a dark
thin, winding staircase without any banister, which will throw him down and feed him on cockroaches served from a canister. Oliver, 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 what will he do when he's all black and blue? He will curse the day somebody named him Oliver.
Okay, now you should have seen Emma's face change. Emma's face changed when she was singing.
It really does.
It does. She changed into this. I could see it. I could see the spider. I could see Emma, who's such a pleasant,
see them on stage.
All of you are such pleasant looking people. Jocelyn and Emma, just sweet looking ladies, mothers, taking people. You know. Now I'm thinking about calling Child Services and saying maybe got to go over to that house because I saw the look on her face there when you went, I love her.
It's admirable
great.
Because.
I know.
Truly for Emma, like, she is the sweetest person I've ever met. Truly just such a generous and kind person. So this is such a 180 from who she is. It's pretty awesome to see the work that she's put into this role.
So how you really have enjoyed this then, obviously.
Yeah.
You spent, all three of you spent, because we see Brad a lot, and I know we've seen you all, too, in these plays, but so much time you've spent in it, and I mean, it's not like you're getting paid $1,000 a day to do this either. So, and the remarkable talent,
the passion that
here.
Goes into
Gosh.
It. So, when you auditioned, we're in April. Did you audition in last year,
October? August is okay. When August and September.
September.
The Christmas show, and then September. Is for the spring.
So then you know that you've got that much time in order to try to figure out how you're going to block your calendar. So then when do you actually start going in to meet the cast and you automatically go start blocking? You start going through the script first. Is that it?
Yeah, usually we have a night that we do a read through. So we'll do an orientation that's like about a month after the cast has been set. And then you don't meet again until about January. And then at January, you usually get together, and that's when we do, like, the first read-through. So everybody's present, everybody's reading through the script. Most of them probably for the first time, but some may have gotten a chance to look at it ahead
it's
of time.
It's fun to see those first-time reactions.
Mm.
Yeah.
And how many in the cast?
Huge.
Oh, gosh.
I think there was, like, over 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easily.
I think
yeah.
I saw
so
that there was over
a lot
40
of boys
people in it.
So when I think about the tech and I think about the little microphones that you have to have glued onto your head or taped onto your head. How many microphones do they have to have at all the times on the board trying to figure out who's brought up and have the mix? That's a marvel in itself.
Yeah, we actually are adding the mics today, and so I'm not sure how many that is, but sometimes our microphones are being shared, so they're going from one person who just finished the character to another person. And then you have certain members that will have the microphone the entire time. But we also had on the stage a mic actually down on the stage. And I don't know if that was just for yesterday or if that's something they're going to have as a mic on the stage.
Oh, so that could pick up the group ensemble.
Yeah, so we'll know more later today.
No, it's just really, the intricacies that go into putting on a production. First of all, securing the rights. Mm-hmm. And paying for the rights. And this is why it's important to support theater, because there's so much that goes into it. Not only the individual cast members and what they put into it. Everybody has lives and businesses and stuff like that. And so it's not just about the actor. It's about the 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 or 50 or 100 people attached to that one person that's changing their lives in order to have them, help them to do take a part in the musical Oliver. So when you look at the big picture, it really is a community engrossed in this production. And we just want to make sure that we always say, fill the seats. So we want to give you the dates again for Oliver, and we thank the cast so much.
Well, we're here with Emma Wallman, who's going to play...
Widow Corny.
The Widow Corny, the evil...
The evil Widow Corny.
We're here with Jocelyn Carter, who plays
Mrs. Sourberry.
Not quite as evil, but still not a nice person.
Correct.
And then, of course, with Brad Pike, who plays
Mr. Bumble.
Mr. Bumble, who is kind of running the orphanage with the widow. And they're just, I can't wait to go see it because when I get to know people, like when you all come in here, and then I can watch them and go, oh, my gosh, that's not the person I met. That's going to be April 19th to the 22nd, and then the 26th to the 29th, produced by Jana Pochini-Laird and directed by Eileen Davis. And if you got questions, you want to get your tickets, go to cascadetheater.org, 243-8877. Thank you so much for joining us today.
And we're going to be giving tickets away here probably tomorrow.
We have
a couple tickets that I just have to see what the dates are.
Okay. By the way, at the 2 p.m. shows, if you want to get some pictures with the cast, bring your camera or, of course, your phone.
Head on down to the box office and get your tickets today. You don't want to miss this fantastic, fantastic spring musical at the Cascade Theater, Oliver.
We'll be right back.
Thanks, guys.
And cool April nights.
The North State Signature event roars back into Reading April 21st through the 29th. See classic cars at Show and Shine throughout the area all week long with the annual Friday night cruise down Hilltop Drive on the 27th and the big car show at the Reading Civic on Saturday the 28th. Awards, food, music, dances, why it's more fun than two teens in a rumble seat at the drive-in. Get the whole schedule by visiting coolaprilnights.com. Shine up your ride, put on your dancing shoes, and be part of Cool April Nights April 21st through the 29th.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. It's about 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 11th of April, 2018. 54 degrees, going up to 58 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll get a little bit of rain later on today. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern State Security. or State Security, the largest privately owned security firm north of Sacramento. Well over 200 clients, which includes the helping out the police here in town, all the businesses. They have a stellar reputation. In fact, they have got a program where they can have an officer, a trained officer, at your location in less than 10 minutes from phone call. Less than 10 minutes. Think about that. It's 6 minutes quicker than the police can. Give them a call, 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
We have special guests in the studio this morning, but before we get there, you know, you heard the commercial. I have a question for Carl and Linda. Do call in. So we have Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick. Do you have something on your mind?
Yeah, I want to thank you for giving me a minute because I've got to go to work. I wanted to remind you that I'm going to call Trish tomorrow, and she was going to listen to my presentation on Sovereign Minds about the unfunded liability, and I hope to have a conversation with her about that.
Okay.
And I know we're getting away from that, and this is something that I believe that the taxpayers need to listen to. And, you know, Mark Kent would be a wonderful speaker to get on your show and talk to about that. And did I understand you to say that you were going to have one of our former council members on this week to talk about that?
Gary Cadd's going to be on Friday, in fact.
What time?
8 o'clock.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick. Okay.
All right, good. So
Nick has really studied this, unfunded liability thing.
He holds people. This individual, Nick, will hold people's feet to the fire. He's one of those guys. And you know what? We need people like that. So good job.
Okay.
All right. Talking about what it is for people to be accountable and have a place and something for information, a place to go for information, we have two wonderful guests with us this morning.
And we're talking to Crystal Johnson and Barbara Jackson from the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council. And Cornerstone Community Bank is the one that kind of, like, you know, they're sponsoring this. You're all being here today. I say sponsoring, you know, but once a month they have somebody come on, a group or a business comes on that has a very favorable impact on our community. And obviously, Crystal and Barbara are part of a group of people that do that. So good morning.
Good morning. And April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month.
Correct.
And so what did you come today? And let's talk about, you know, we're talk radio, what we're trying to be community, or we are community. And what are you here to share for our audiences for the information today?
We wanted to share a little bit of information about who. We have a very long name, Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council, and we go by CAPSE. That's what a lot of people in the community know, that name of CAPSE. We wanted to share a little bit about what our organization does and then some of the events and activities that are going on this month for Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month.
Is child abuse, how big a problem is that in Shasta County?
Absolutely. Our kids here in this county are up against some very difficult odds. It pains me to say that last year, 3,625 reports were made to our local child welfare department. That means that someone had a concern about those kids and gave them a call. Out of all those calls, 545 of those cases reported were substantiated for abuse and neglect. And substantiated means proven to be true. So what we also know about our community is that our babies and our small children, ages 0 to 5, are most vulnerable, consisted of more than half of those abuse and neglect cases.
You're talking about almost two a day.
Yeah.
When it gets down to it.
It's a very high rate locally, sadly.
What kind of the abuse? Is it neglect?
Absolutely.
Is it usually neglect? It's not necessarily they're being smacked around, but it's neglect where they're not being fed, taken
neglect
care of.
Neglect is the largest portion,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And is this mainly due to drugs?
So just to back it up, neglect means that a caregiver was unable to provide food, shelter, medical care, or adequate supervision, and we do know at CAPSE that that can happen for several different reasons. So let me ask you, have you guys heard of ACEs?
Yes.
You have.
Yes.
So ACEs are traumatic events that can happen to a child that are both stressful and traumatic, and these experiences also include abuse, neglect, and a range of other household dysfunctions like witnessing domestic violence or being exposed to substance abuse, or mental illness, and we know that happens at high levels here in Shasta County. There was actually a survey done in 2012 that concluded that our Shasta County adults are exposed to ACEs at a rate that's double the national average. That's why our awareness and efforts in the community are even more important.
So why is that? I mean, if it's twice as much, and we know that, is it because of the drug culture? Is it because there's their unemployment? Is it because of mental problems? What would you say is, Barbara, is the main reason?
I think we're
going
to say yes, yes, yes to everything you mentioned. There, okay. There isn't any one thing.
One thing you can pick up.
You don't point to it and say this is the cause of ACEs, of child abuse, of any of those things that we're sharing. It's such a variety of different things.
And I think it's important that we point out that this doesn't mean parents that are working really hard, you know, their kids may not have the newest clothes. They may not have, you know, two cars for everybody and all this stuff, but they're taking care of their kids.
Absolutely.
And those people are not who we're talking about, even though they're lower income, can be called poor. But they're still taking care of the kids. The kids aren't seeing domestic violence. They're not seeing, drug use and these kind of things. So
it's at every income level.
That's right.
That's what I wanted to get at.
That's right. Where I was going to is that this could be from the poorest of the poor
to the wealthiest.
It absolutely is.
Okay. And we feel for CAPSI, for our organization, the whole purpose and what we do is prevention. It's not that we're not involved after something happens, but we're here to hopefully educate people and prevent that from happening. And CAPSI's been around, the Shasta CAPSI has been, we were founded in 1987, and we really offer a wide range of different programs and activities throughout the community that we focus on community outreach and youth development, family supports, and then child abuse prevention and education and awareness. And that's such a big piece of what we do is the education and awareness through a variety of different programs that reach exactly, Carl, what you're talking about, that at every income level, at every family level, no matter where you are, that education piece is so valuable. And we can share a little bit with you about some of the awareness and educational things that we do through our programs and what those programs are.
What we're hoping for, what Crystal and Barbara want to do is, and what CAPSI wants to do is put out, you know, prevent it from happening.
Exactly.
You want to be the ones that say, okay, these are things that are happening and this happens. These are how you can react to it as opposed to, and this is how you can get help as opposed to slapping each other around.
Right. There is no family that could not benefit from furthering their own skills as far as their parenting and running their household and everything along that lines and taking care of their children. Everybody could use some education and help at times, and that's what we provide through our different programs.
Yeah, people don't realize that when you argue that it impacts on kids, you know, all arguments. So I guess I don't know how to prevent that. I mean, our dog runs and hides. If we're arguing.
Absolutely.
If we raise our voices, we do.
Or she'll run over and try to, you know, to calm us.
And then you have, I'm sure that you say, okay, in every family when they get together, three or four of them, someone's the fixer, they have names or whatever with the middle child, the baby, and, you know, the roles that people take. And especially if you have a family that we all have dysfunctionality of some sort.
In our families, right?
Yes, we just do, you know. You just try to make it work. But I mean,
that
a baby has to go unattended.
Right.
You know, that's a staggering numbers here in Shasta County.
That is, twice the numbers. Okay, and we know why it's happening. So now we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk, Barbara and Crystal are going to tell us how we're going to prevent this. How we can bring this down to the national average, which would be cool. That would be dropping it down to like one every other day here. I mean, that would be a...
Every decrease is good.
Every decrease is good. Yeah, if you brought it down just to one a day, that would be great. So, okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers. If you're looking to take care of your loved one, where they're the happiest in their home, then you need to call Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark. If you think that you'd like, you know, that you've got a situation in your home, maybe an operation, somebody's been injured, or it's time to have to help a loved one for more than an hour a day, she'll come over. Sharon will come over and give you a complimentary in-home orientation, talk to you about what you want, and then how she can build her program around that. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call, at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back.
It's a given thing. What a terrible thing to lose.
Start saving money now. The Cool April Night Sale is here at Redding Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51 MPG 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The Cool April Night Sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right-of-way. But really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and families. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology and the collision repair industry, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Redding and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back.
And good morning. 7:48 on this beautiful Wednesday, the 11th of...
It's beautiful every day you wake up.
April, that's right. Currently 54 degrees. Our high today will be not too much more than today, which you're seeing right now, 58, with our lows of 39. And, of course, there will be a chance of rain today and then tonight as well, throughout the week, actually. We'll do more of an update with the weather at the 8 o'clock hour. And this morning we're very happy to have with us two very important guests of the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council, which is, okay, give us the title one more time.
Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council.
Okay.
And we are CAPSI, and we are a nonprofit organization here in Shasta County.
And with us this morning again is Crystal Johnson and Barbara Jackson. Welcome back. And let's talk about some of your programs.
So as we spoke about earlier, with high levels of generational abuse and neglect in our community, the work that we do at Shasta CAPSI is so important. And the good news is that all of our programs are focused on increasing protective factors, which are ingredients for a healthy family. So you might have been asking yourself, like, how do we work to prevent child abuse? And that is exactly it, the five protective factors. So research shows that these protective factors, the more that a family has, the stronger that they are. And it's directly correlated with the lower ACE scores that we talked about. So some of the things that we do at CAPC, we have an active parent leadership advisory group that we call PLAG, another acronym for you. And parents and caregivers have the opportunity to support each other and also do outreach all throughout our community. These parents are so unique. I absolutely adore them. And they all bring something special to the group. Another thing that we provide, which you might have heard of, is parent cafes. And these are an opportunity for families to get together, talk about the struggles and triumphs of parenting, because we know parenting can be hard. They also get to learn about these protective factors, have a free meal, and send the kids to childcare to get a little break.
Hmm.
Then they engage in conversations with each other, because parents are really the experts of their own home. And they have a lot to share and teach each other. So we've had 5 parent cafes since October and reached 198 adults and children through those parent cafes. They're a lot of fun.
What kind of feedback do you get from those, Crystal?
Well, people go there. They get social connections. They feel connected to each other. And basically, you leave there feeling, maybe I'm normal. That's kind of the feeling you get when you leave, and that's a good feeling.
That you're not in it by yourself and that other people are facing the same things that you face.
Absolutely. We're not alone in this parenting journey.
Especially with new parents. I mean, this is their first kid.
All types of parents. It's hard no matter what. I know I have 2, but there was a big gap in between. So when I had my second one, I felt like I was starting over. So there's a lot of different circumstances that parents are up against that could leave them feeling uninformed or not knowing what to do.
My sister still thinks it's not fair that when I say there's the first child is the only child in the family.
Mm.
And she still argues about it, but she's wrong.
Because you're the oldest brother. Biggest issues when people are having a problem or maybe addiction is the isolation?
Absolutely.
And they can't reach out. So how do you break the barriers to get people to come to suggest? Like for people listening right now, we're getting the information about some of the programs you have, what you represent. So people go, oh, that's what that is. And some of the events coming up. But if they have somebody they know or a family member or a neighbor, how do they connect?
So word of mouth is honestly the best way for people to hear about our programs. Like if you have somebody who's been to one of our events and you go pass it on and say, these are cool, they're fun. But we also have a family resource center at our Bocelli office that's open every Monday from 9 to 4. Our case managers and all of our staff really are very good at meeting families where they're at and coming to their level, just very non-confrontational. It's not scary. You know, we take some of the shame and scariness out of connecting to resources. So, again, any parent or caregiver can visit our resource center on Bocelli Lane any Monday from 9 to 4 and get connection to resources and other basic needs like diapers and wipes and things like that. Another thing we have operational in our Bocelli office is 4 parent partner programs. So if you haven't heard of parent partners, let me just tell you, they're the bee's knees. Parent partners are home visitors who specialize, like I said, in meeting families where they're at. We're in these homes. We're out there working with families, doing holistic assessments. Each case is different. Every family has different needs. Last year, we provided 2,209 home visits with 465 families engaging in evidence-based parenting education. So one reason that we're able to accomplish so much through our programs is we have AmeriCorps members who serve at both our Reading locations and our Anderson location.
And at the Anderson location, which we primarily focus on the same exact things that Crystal was just explaining to you, and we have a parent partner program there also. The difference is a lot of our focus is also on teenagers. We operate the Anderson Teen Center, which is
great.
One of our programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so our parent partners that are in the South County office, besides the work that we do providing the resources to the families, we also have a focus on the teens. And so we work just as closely with them and make sure that teenagers get all the resources that they need to go through that really difficult, challenging time in their life that they're going through. And I think that sometimes one of the misconceptions is that the parenting skills and the things that families might need are when you have young children. And that is really very false, is that there's all different stages that your family goes through in life. And it's definitely a very difficult time for both the youth and for the parents when children reach that age of adolescence and are now teenagers and becoming very independent. And it's a change of lifestyle for everybody. So there's different resources that are needed. There's different
assistance that they might need, different connections that have to be made. And so we welcome and really invite families that once your children are older and they are now teenagers, there's still things you have to cope with, and that we can help guide you through that. We can help provide those resources that you need at that point.
Well, you know,
so we offer that for, as the parent partner program there.
I'm sorry. The thing about it is a lot of times people will start out and, you know, with the baby and everything, and everything's going great. But then things change in their lives. And
absolutely,
as things change in their lives, the kids don't know that.
Right.
But, you know, they may lose their job. They, you know, something happens dramatically. And this is where I think that when people are starting to feel trapped, or they're starting to feel all that pressure, you all can probably help with that.
We absolutely
can. Those are the things
can.
You can do. How do people get a hold of you?
So today we just talked about a quick snapshot and overview of our programs, but we really have so many other things going on. And if somebody is interested in learning more about our programs, both at the Anderson sites and Reading, we are having open houses as part of Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month to spread the word about our services. The Bocelli office open house is April 27th, and our address there is 3609 Bocelli Lane. You will see us set up in the parking lot with fun activities for kids, and we're hoping to get a fire truck there for kids to play and check out. And you can always visit our website at ShastaCapC.org, or you can call the Parent Partner Program at 242-2020 and talk to a parent partner.
If people need financial assistance, can they come to you all to find out the how to get it?
So our case managers are experts in resources that are available in the community, and there are really a lot of things that can help families get on their feet. We can never guarantee that anybody could be connected directly to financial assistance, but we'll definitely do our best to see what's out there.
You've got the people that are trained to help people coming in if they need, you know, things like sometimes they haven't made their electric payments or things like that. Do you see people like that?
Absolutely.
Okay, and then you find ways of helping them.
We try. Yeah.
Okay.
We,
yeah. Okay. Well, that's important, and that people can reach out on almost any level for almost any problem that they're having, you know, that's going to impact in those children.
That we can help them find those resources.
And plus, of course, as they go into teens, like you said, you operate the teen center.
Right. And I do want to share also that the teen center is also having an open house. Ours will be the day before the Bocelli one, and ours is on the 26th of April. Between 3 and 6, and you can come down, take a tour of the teen center, learn about all of the programs and activities offered there, and meet some of the kids and families that are using our services. And the Anderson Teen Center is at 2889 East Center Street in Anderson, and our contact phone number is 378-6060.
We've heard wonderful things about the Anderson Teen Center.
Thank you.
And why is that? Why does that stick out?
The Anderson Teen Center?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our program is different from most. We are an after-school program, but we provide services out in the community. There are the only requirement to be at the Anderson Teen Center is to be in 7th to 12th grade. Otherwise, everybody is welcome to attend. We offer a wide variety of different programs and activities for the teens to meet their needs, and again, to provide those resources for them, to teach them the skills that they need as they're moving into adulthood and learning to provide for themselves and learning to be resilient and learning all the skills of finding employment and everything else they need.
Do you teach table manners?
We teach a little bit of everything, and it's surprising that people don't realize how important those social skills are.
Mm. Table manners,
and all the
how
different social
people.
Skills,
yes.
How to interact with people. It's all part of being a group and relating in the community.
Okay, Barbara, you and Crystal Johnson and Barbara Jackson, of course, Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council, or CAPC. If people want to help, what do you all need? I mean, you're a 501. Are you supported by government funds, but you're also supported by, or how does that work?
We are supported by fundraisers, by the community who donates to us, by grants that we write,
right.
A little bit of everything that we
so
do for our funding.
What do you need? I mean, if people wanted to help, and of course part of it's money, but if they don't have the money per se, what can they do?
At least for our resource center, we're always accepting donations of new diapers of any size, as well as wipes and toiletries and that kind of thing, because we do have families that come in need of those things as well. So that would be awesome. If anybody has those items, we could definitely use them.
Okay. Crystal Johnson, Barbara Jackson, Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council. CAPC. Y'all obviously do so much for our community. Thank you so much for being with us today.
And thank you, Cornerstone Bank, for supporting the community, and we appreciate this moment that Cornerstone has made possible.
That's right. Hey, after the break, we're going to have Adam McElvain, Reading City Councilman.
Thank you
right
for having us. Thank you.
You bet. Bye.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Reading News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. House Speaker Paul Ryan makes it official.
This year will be my last one as a member of the House.
Saying that he doesn't want to be a weekend dad to his children, Ryan announcing he'll leave Congress at the end of his current term.
To be clear, I am not resigning. I intend to fulfill my served term as I was elected to do.
The speaker is citing tax reform and rebuilding the military as his two biggest accomplishments.
So I'm really proud of what we've been able to do.
The speaker's decision will touch off a fierce battle to replace him. The names most often mentioned are Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy and the number three man on the leadership team, Louisiana's Steve Scalise.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praising Ryan for his service in Congress, including his time as House Speaker.
It's been a sincere pleasure and a real inspiration to work alongside this humble servant and happy warrior. I'm glad we can count on his continued leadership through the rest of the year because our work together is far from finished.
Defying Russian warnings against U.S. military strikes in Syria, President Trump says that missiles will be coming in response to Syria's suspected chemical attack that killed at least 40 people. The president also says that U.S.-Russian relations have sunk to an all-time low.
The president describes the American relationship with Russia as worse now than it has ever been, and that includes the Cold War. On Twitter, he says there's no reason for this and that Russia needs us to help with their economy. His tweet asks the question, stop the arms race?
That report from White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Little more pain in the pocketbook last month. The Labor Department says that consumer prices rose 2.4% in March from 1 year earlier. Stocks in the red on Wall Street. The Dow down about 187 points. The NASDAQ is off 24, and the S&P currently 15 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have money in the stock market? Are you watching it bounce all over the place? While you're focused on the short-term movement, you might actually be missing what time it really is. We are late in the business cycle, interest rates are flying higher, and overvalued stocks and bonds are going to come down. It's time for a new strategy, gold. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the founder of GoldIsTheBetterWay.com, and I'm so certain gold is going higher in price and going to outperform stocks and bonds, I've created the world's first gold retirement protection platform ever built. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you free access. Once you see this, you'll have no choice but to agree, and all you need to do is call for your special code. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. On a recorded line, you'll get a special code. You can join the site for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole. Just call 800-900-8000. Get your code. Get it now. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. GoldIsABetterWay.com.
A court in Myanmar refusing to dismiss a case against two journalists after the reporters' lawyers insisted that the evidence doesn't support the charges of illegally obtaining top-secret documents.
There was real hope this morning when the two journalists arrived here and went beyond the barbed wire and into the courtroom. The judge said he'd considered this appeal by the Reuters journalist legal team, and he said that at the moment he thought the case the prosecution was putting forward was stronger than the defense's case. He said there had been 17 witnesses so far, and he wanted to hear from the remaining eight. So basically, he threw out this application for the men to be free today. Great disappointment for their family and friends, supporters.
That's BBC's Nick Beek. Violent attacks on Jews worldwide dropped in 2017, despite a rise in other forms of anti-Semitism. That's according to researchers at Tel Aviv University. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Teacher unrest is spreading.
Arizona teachers are threatening a statewide walkout following the lead of educators across the country, including Oklahoma, where schools have been closed for more than a week. The 40,000-member Arizona Educators United says Governor Doug Ducey and fellow Republican lawmakers who control the legislature have not responded to requests for negotiations. Ducey, who's up for re-election, said in a radio interview Tuesday he would not meet with the protesting teachers because they're politicizing the issue. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg swore in a new group of American citizens, urging them to vote. The 85-year-old daughter of a Russian immigrant father administered the oath of allegiance to 201 new citizens during a ceremony yesterday in New York City. She told the group from 59 different countries that this nation is made strong by people like you. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. Here we are, here at 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on the 11th of April, 2018. And, of course, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Their walk-in humidor has been enhanced. And the customer service, if it could have gotten any better, it has. Tobacco and Brew.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to KCNR 1460 and to our chat pack. Adam McIlvain is our guest. Let's get to you with the weather. Currently 54 degrees. Our temperatures today, rain likely with our temperatures to reach around 58 degrees. And then slight chance of showers this evening with the temperatures plummeting to about 39 with tomorrow. Chance of showers and our high of 59. That's on Thursday night with our lows of 39. Friday, mostly sunny now with our highs of 72. And Friday night, cloudy with lows of 47. Saturday, mostly sunny with beautiful 74. And Saturday night, slight chance of rain coming around again with our lows of 49. And Sunday, rain likely with a high of 61. And Sunday night, chance of rain, mostly cloudy with around 42. As we go to Monday, Tuesday, chance of showers again. And Tuesday, partly sunny. That's a brief forecast read for you. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. A locally owned senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Good morning, everybody. And we have with us Adam McIlvain, who is, you know, we have usually the Economic Development Corporation coming in, and they are all gone and speaking in different places. So I called Adam, and Adam, you know what, you're always, you know, you always, are, you know, you go, I don't have to prepare. I mean, I've called other elected officials, you know, others I've asked to be on the show, and I haven't heard back from them yet, and they're running for office.
How's it going so far?
But that's...
Yeah, just curious, and thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. And Linda, it's always great to see you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know, and I just sit in here, you know.
No, seriously, how's it going so far? You're in your seat for how long now?
I want to say maybe 16 months now, a little over 16 months, and I think it's going exceptionally well.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many positive things happening in the city right now in a lot of different areas. It feels good to be a part of that. There's a lot of development. You know, we see a lot of new homes being built, new duplexes and quadplexes. We see a lot of commercial projects. And there's so many big projects now
that underway.
It's hard for me to keep track of them all. And, I mean, 5 years ago, nobody was doing anything. I mean, we were just scraping by. So it's good to see the economy turning like that. So a lot of positive things happening.
Do you think it's because you came in?
I'd like to say that, but I don't
no,
think
no,
I can
take go, well, yes, I do.
Well, I think some of the things that we've done is we've, streamlined permitting. We've reduced fees. We've reduced regulations at the city.
Has Vopple been a big help there?
Yeah, he's doing a fantastic job.
Does it bother you that he has not bought a house or he's just renting?
I don't ask him about his personal life, so I don't know.
I tease him about it all the time. You know,
I think that's,
Larry,
you know,
what's this mean? What you're just renting? What yeah. are you buying now? You know, maybe well, he's just, you know, he's just filling it out. Hey, yeah. So many things have gone on, as you know, down here, and we're in the middle of our renovation too. And you know, you got to like tiptoe around everything. The fact is, though, that the downtown, the whole downtown, is going to be so different in 3 years. If all the stuff goes through, what do you think about this? I mean, Adam, you're there when you know, because you've got to vote on these reclamation of downtown Reading. What are you seeing? Do you see? You know, they're talking about trees. They're talking, of course, K2 is going to put down this building, opening up, you know, bringing Yuba Street all the way through And then I'm still trying to figure out how Market Street, what we're on, it's not going to go totally through. Is that correct, or am I wrong?
Right.
Here?
No, you're correct. It's going to go two blocks further, and then that last block will not open up there in front of the atrium.
Well, what do you do then? You take a right then on
Yuba?
Yeah,
so right or left, and they might be one ways, but yeah.
A right on Yuba, then takes you over to California?
Correct.
So instead of making the turn right here, I guess you could still make it right here.
Right.
On Tehama Street.
Yep.
Okay, and this for people that I'm trying to picture down there because they're opening all this up down there. What about the businesses that are in the atrium right now? Are you getting pushback on that?
Well, so no, I don't think the atrium will be that affected.
Okay.
But businesses prefer the having people be able to drive right up to their front door.
Okay.
And so that's it. They really like that.
Which leads us to the next question. And there's, by the way, people are lining up with questions in here on the chat room. But
and also phone calls.
Yeah, and phone calls too. But the next question is, well, you know what? I'm just going to let them ask their questions first. Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning. Charles, good morning.
Yes. This is a little off subject, but it's something that just came up and is something that's a little date sensitive. It has to do with AB 1745.
Okay.
The so-called Clean Cars Act.
Uh-huh.
It would ban the new registration of, the sale of new or used cars by,
They all have to be zero emissions then by 2040 is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Unless the legislature decides to change that day before the final passage of the bill.
Okay. So.
Well, right now, here's the news. That bill's going to be heard before the Transportation Committee this coming Monday afternoon at 2:30.
Okay.
And that's at the top of the list.
So we should hear something by Tuesday then.
I don't know when they're going to post anything.
Yeah. Okay, so what you're saying, Charles, people need to know is that they could pass this bill that means by 2040, which is about, not that far away.
Right, especially when you consider that.
I'd still be driving, by the way, which is kind of scary. But yeah, that means.
Yeah, Harleys, too.
Yeah. Oh, Harleys? Okay.
Yeah, because it's less than, gross vehicle weight rating of, whatever.
Right. Okay, got it.
So, I mean, all
right.
That nasty thing's coming up for a hearing Monday afternoon.
Got it. Now I'm going to do is I'm going to change this over to Adam because I'm going to talk to him about the amount of renewable assets we have to use in our city. But this brings this is kind of my segue into it. So thanks, Charles.
All right.
Okay, which leads us into it is that they're increasing every year, every few years, the fact that we have to do renewable assets,
correct,
for our energy here,
mm-hmm,
which is costing us more and more money each time.
That's true to a degree. So yeah, we have to have a 50% renewable portfolio by 2030.
By 2030.
By 2030. And so one of the things I campaigned on very heavily was making Reading more solar friendly. And we have changed some of the regulations around that. We've removed some moratoriums. We opened up the rebate program again. So there's a lot of very positive. I haven't heard a complaint about solar since I've been on the council. So I think we've really changed that around because we really used to have this image of being not friendly towards solar power. So I like to see the ability for the private citizen or the private business to make that choice for themselves. But yeah, the utility
For a while they were fighting it because it was costing money to the to the other ratepayers.
Right.
But I think that they've come around.
Well, we found more of a balance, and still very much looking at doing some big utility grade solar projects, mm-hmm, because we will have to meet those requirements as required by the state. I'm not familiar with the Assembly bill that was brought up, so I'd have to look into that a little bit more.
You know what? That's too far away right now. You know, I'm worried about things like South City Park and those things. And as our people in here that have asked these questions. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading is at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Adam McElvain, Reading City Councilman.
Here I go. Playing star again, there I go, turn the page.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here on this beautiful, let's hear that. Yeah, it's Tuesday morning on the 11th of April, 8:18, and our guest is Adam McElvain. This portion of the show is brought to you by, oh my gosh, we're going to need it, and we have needed it, Alliance Heating and Air. So, you know, is it hot, is it cold? We're going from heating to air conditioning, as you well know. And are your filters clean? And if you're looking for, oh my gosh, I need to replenish my, my air conditioning unit, North, they've been in the North State for over 20 years. You know, they're locally owned, veteran owned. We love them. Husband and wife team built this great company, Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hour service. You can go to homecomfort.org. Give them a call at 221-2642.
We're here with Adam McElvain, and Adam, has been on the city council for 16 months. Gosh, time flies, huh?
Mm-hmm.
the question, you know, we're talking about all the renovation that's going on downtown. Renovation also causes hurt at times, or uncomfortableness, I should say. It's kind of chaotic and all this. One of the things they want to do is take down the parking structure here and put a multi-use building there. People are concerned the fact that, will there be enough parking downtown then for the businesses, because of we do have a senior community in many ways. They're talking about even bringing in like a more upscale, even, you know, a very, I guess you could say, for wealthier retirees, and building a place out there by Tierra Oaks, I've heard. But the bottom line is that will people walk several blocks to get to a business, or will there be parking reasonably close?
You know, some people will walk several blocks, but not everyone can. And so, you know, of course, the parking is very important to us, and that's something that we've been looking at, and there's a parking study happening right now. As far as the multi-use structure, that first phase, which would take a third, the northern third of the parking garage, the second phase, they're looking at actually putting in a parking structure in the middle third that would replace that parking. So that's the... That is what looks like the plan right now.
Multi-level.
And that's what they've applied. Correct.
Multi-level.
So a parking,
okay.
A parking garage there in the middle third. I don't know how those plans will shake out, but I know that parking is very important for everyone, and everyone's really paying attention to how we transition through these renovations and these big projects downtown to make sure that that happens where it affects the businesses as little as possible as we transition through that process.
Okay. The I guess the big question here is that the City Council and Barry Tippin and several others wanted to put on, call a state of emergency for a financial state of emergency, which would then put on the citywide sales tax in the June ballot. And it needed a 5-person vote. It went 4-1. And it just so happened that night, Lyndon, I saw you at an event when you came walking in, and I said, "How you doing there, Al?" And you go, "Oh, yeah, I'm doing great." But that was, you voted against it, which killed that.
Correct.
Why?
You know, so the tax that was proposed that was tied to that fiscal emergency was the same thing as Measure D, which was just tried, given to the voters at the last election, so 16 months ago, and it lost almost 2-1.
Yeah.
So I thought the chance of success of something like that passing was pretty slim. Because things typically don't shift that quickly, you know, when it lost by 13 points to come back and be successful. So it wasn't something that I could support. I didn't like the timing of the fiscal emergency.
Lost by 13 points. I thought it lost like 30 points. About raising the taxes.
Well, it was almost 2/3. So yeah, I mean it was 63-37.
Yeah.
So, but 13,
against, yeah.
But it needed to, you know, it needs to break the 50% mark.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
So it would have
there.
To shift that much, and that was maybe 9,000 votes.
Did
so
the rest of the city council thank you after this was over?
No, but I mean, it's
they should have.
We've kept a good. I think this council has done an excellent job at agreeing to disagree, and I think that's really important that the council does the best that they can to get along, because when there's less strife on the council politically, we make more progress. I mean, we get more things done, and this council's done a tremendous amount since the last election.
Most of the people I talked to thought that thing never had a chance in June. I mean, the Chamber of Commerce was not backing it. I mean, I don't know how they could listen to what everybody said that night and vote for it, frankly. And you showed, you know, intestinal fortitude, because you were getting a lot of pressure. I know you were.
There was that week and a half period between those two meetings. You know, I was having to recharge my phone three times a day because I was getting so many.
Yeah. That was going to be my question, like, what kind of hit did you take? Because you were the odd man out on the vote. And, you know, when you really believe in something, that's where you've got to stand your ground. And some would say that's incredible leadership, because you had to put your fist in the air and say, you know, kind of, you know, just that's just a visual saying, no, I'm not going to vote. And there was a lot of pressure. And I just can imagine what that felt like for you. And did you take a lot of hits? And
well, I can tell you the people that wanted me to support it. So there were a handful of people that reached out to me that said, hey, I'd really appreciate it if you support this. Give the people the chance to vote. And, you know, we had I felt that we'd given the people the chance to vote in 2016. We'd given the people the chance to vote in 2014. So that had already happened twice, and both of those tax measures lost pretty significantly. But so I specifically made a point to reach out to the people that wanted me to support it, and I'd call them and I'd say, hey, what makes you think this is going to be successful? And nobody had an answer. And when they started to think about it, they said, you know, actually, yeah, this is
– It didn't have a chance. And here's the thing is it would have been even harder than to bring it up again. Now, is there a chance for a two-thirds? Is there a chance to have a specific tax to be voted on? So it takes a two-thirds majority so that money goes specifically to public safety.
I think that's always a possibility. I think what a lot of people forget is that we are – in all likelihood, that the council will be putting a tax on the ballot in November, and that's the marijuana tax. And I think that one will pass easily.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see new revenue for the city for public safety. I'd like to see all that money committed to public safety and potentially jail beds, but definitely our law enforcement.
Definitely. Let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for our guest or just a comment?
Yep, good morning. Question for Adam, and then maybe a side comment based on all the things that you've been presenting so far on this very busy morning. My thing with the solar uptake, if Adam could perhaps address how that's to some extent being manipulated by the now admitted geoengineering, that yes, we need to obviously go for solar and all the other clean and green options, if you will. And then the other thing was with the unfunded liability, your earlier first caller, Nick, was asking. You guys sponsor a great show that I love, Larry Elder. Could you maybe consider something he does where he has, like, expert hosts, like, help with co-hosting a show periodically? Like, I love when you have other people assist. And to maybe have Mark Kent, because tax season's over next week, basically, and if he could address some of the issues with Barry Tippin and the unfunded liability, maybe have Terry Raposa or some, Nick Gardner or somebody. And if the marijuana thing that you just talked about, if I can share, because you had the CAPC people talking about child abuse and neglect, the green comma is really the new stronger marijuana. Officer Joe, who called in a lot of our local shows, shared with me the documentary that came out April 1st of this year called Marijuana X, documentary full director's cut, and it's all about what happened with Colorado. They were promised money, revenue, taxes, funds, and they paid the ultimate price of a social meltdown. It's about 54 minutes long. I saw it last night on YouTube. Just sharing that with your listeners. So here we have Earth Day coming up on the 21st. And in closing, people say, hey, our waters are suffering, or our forests are suffering, or fill in the blank is suffering. Some people will say, no, it's actually polluted. That's the Frank Stark way. So everyone's going to have their tone in how they converse with one another. And some of us, you know, might be a little bit more direct than other people that say, you know, something more pacifying. So,
okay.
I'll listen off air if Adam can address.
Well, we're going to hit the marijuana one plus a few other things too on that. So, because Adam is supporting the sale of marijuana, as are four other.
Kindly and respectfully ask that he watch as much as possible on what's happened to the other experimental.
That's going to be one of my questions too. From the studies
that we are not going to have a renaissance in downtown if this happens. I don't care if we get a few nickels and pennies. I am shocked at what's already happened, and they underreport because they're embarrassed at the addictions, and this is THC that's so concentrated at 70-80%. It is not the marijuana of the 50s and 60s. So,
okay, Lori.
Not fair. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, Lori. Thank you very much. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take an early break, and because I want to get into that. Might as well, we'll roll into the marijuana thing because this is a big thing. And then I want to get into the public safety part. And then also, we'll see what else we can get into, because that's part of public safety is the unfunded liabilities. Okay, we got Adam McElveen here. We're going to take a quick break and be right back after these messages.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane.
The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR 1460.
Halfway home in the parking lot.
Halfway home. It's a half hour here.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Big bye.
28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 11th of April. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. That's our buddies over there. It's Man's Last Stronghold. It's a good place to go find out what people are thinking now. You just go in there and get your haircut. You don't even have to get your haircut. Just plop down there and read a magazine and listen.
You know, I got my haircut there the day before I got married.
Well, that, you know what? You've had such a great marriage. You should be going back there all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it set it off, right? All right. So why'd you introduce marijuana into our town, you and the four other city council people?
Well,
legally.
Personally, I feel like it was introduced a long time ago. And keep in mind, when I moved to Reading in 2005, I think I sort of came in midstream, and what I saw was an industry that was completely out of control, not regulated. There was no oversight. I shared a story on the show where I ran into marijuana on the campus of a grammar school. And I think what really opened my eyes to the saturation of how much is actually here was when the last administration, you know, they put that memo out that said, hey, our federal attorneys are not going to go after people who are following state law on marijuana. Right. And then within 3 or 4 months in Reading, there were 39 stores that popped up all over town. I mean, and I don't, you know, that was something the city, I don't think they saw that coming.
That was for the the medical marijuana.
Right, but 39 stores, the retail stores. So what we're doing right now is a completely different approach. And one of the reasons that the permits are as high as they are for these businesses.
And by the way, there is an article in today's paper about it, and we're trying to get the lady that's the who's the main spokesman in there from 530 Marijuana on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But $64,000 worth of permitting fees.
Correct. And this is a controlled substance. I mean, this is a different industry than most. And about half of those, are the, or a little less than half of those are the city's fees.
Right, right.
And then the
city's
rest of
like
the city's
like 30-something thousand, I think. 24 and then 26.
Yeah,
30, so, like 30,000.
And so the reason that that is because we can hire, we take that permit money, and that's different from the tax money that the voters are going to have a chance to approve in November. But we take that money and we hire code enforcement officers and a CSO, a fire marshal, so that we can monitor these businesses. And we're talking maybe 15 or 20 businesses the first year.
I thought it was set at 10 or 12.
So the retail is limited.
Oh.
So, and this is, I think this is what, you know, I really kind of want to lay this out. So the retail is limited to 10, and we're probably looking at doing 3 to 5 to start with.
Okay.
So, and they're limited on what they can show. You know, mm-hmm. they can't show products through their glass or anything like that. And they can't be within 1,000 feet of a school. So there's very kind of a limited area of where these can actually exist.
So that did change then from before. Y'all changed those rules because it was at 600 feet and y'all moved it back to 1,000.
Well, right, for retail. Right. The other, so there's the other half, the other side of the coin, and that's the cultivation and the processing and the manufacturing. The majority of businesses in town are going to be that. And we've had a lot of interest at the city for these businesses, and what's really amazing about that is these businesses that want to grow their product in Reading will be selling 90% of that product out of town in Los Angeles and the Bay Area. So the majority of these businesses that are the producers, the manufacturers, you know, nobody's ever going to see them. It's trucks coming into town, it's trucks leaving town, and 80 to 90% of those taxes are going to be coming from people in the Bay Area and Los Angeles.
So, okay, but there's up to 10 establishments in the city itself.
And again, that's retail.
Retail. Now, so are you saying that I've talked to Tony Giovanella, and he can't really talk about it until after you all agree on things. Do you see Stillwater as becoming a epicenter for marijuana cultivation and production?
I've never envisioned that myself, but it's
do you see that?
I honestly, I would be open to it. I think the council would be open to it if we could sell.
City of Shasta Lake has sold every bit of their business property for marijuana.
Right. Yeah, they're building a new city hall, and they have, you know, are in some new.
They're cleaning up downtown. I can tell you that. I've been driving through there recently.
Okay, so
the permit fees are different from the taxes.
I understand that.
And one of the things that I think people overlook is that for years and years and years we've had a marijuana problem. 12% of our code enforcement calls every year for marijuana in the month of October. And last October was the first October I experienced as a city council person. I got several calls from concerned citizens saying, "Hey, my neighbor's got 60 plants in their backyard or 30 plants in their backyard." And we're so backed up on code enforcement as it is, it's hard, very hard for us to enforce that. So this will give us the specific resources.
That gives you one code enforcement guy.
So that, well, we'll probably have two with the CSO. So if you, what we really want is to make sure that citizens are aware that we will have the resources now to enforce this. So if they do see the backyard grows, that they let the city know. And that's important because we want to see the we want to have this oversight, we want to have this regulation, and we want to enforce it.
What kind of impact do you think 10, which is the, you know, 10 stores selling marijuana in our city will have on the people?
I honestly don't think it'll change that as much as it was 2 or 3 years ago or 5 years ago.
It's impacted a lot in Denver and in Colorado. I mean, they are having very much an explosion in the number of just of people being hit by cars, car wrecks, DUIs, people going to the hospital, and now you're hearing things where people are they're using synthetic stuff that's synthetic weed that's causing bleeding, internal bleeding, but there, when you read about some of the other problems, including from the largest school district there, that they're having a hell of a time with their test grades and their attendance. I mean, has anybody done has anybody read the studies that are being coming out of some of these states that say they're having problems?
Well, I'm not sure I think certain states are different, how much marijuana there was before, what their new regulations are, how much retail they have. I've read as much of that information from Colorado that I can get my hands on, and whether it's one side of the issue or the other, oftentimes the information is cherry picked.
Sure.
For instance, when they talk about the collisions and things like that, it's marijuana related. It's not marijuana caused. And what that means is did somebody, when they're filling out their police report, did they smoke marijuana in the last 30 days? Did they have marijuana in the car? And people are probably willing to be more honest now that it's legal and say, answer yes to some of those questions. So I do think that the information is still coming out, but we've had a big problem with youth marijuana use in Reading for a long time. And it's something where, you can look at the studies that the high schools do, and marijuana is just as easy for kids to get a hold of as alcohol.
I've heard it's easier.
Right. So where are we going to lose more? I mean, and so, we really want to see, and I think at least what I've seen from the rest of the council is that we really take control of this industry. And that's, again, the permits are that expensive so that we can, visit those businesses, inspect them, have a very high frequency of going in and checking things out to make sure that everybody's following the rules. And that's very important for the first couple of years because, like you said, the industry, I believe, has been here for – what I've heard from people that live here is it's been here since kind of the
70s. Time. Yeah.
And, next week is what people have talked about for decades is the black market's switching to the white market. And that's, that's literally happening
but
in our city next week.
Depending on how much you tax it and how much it costs. The black market could still be very, very viable.
So we're very cognizant of that, which is why the taxes that we'll ask for, there'll be a range so that the city council can have the ability to adjust to make sure. Because that and that was something we discussed at the council meetings was one of the main goals of doing this is to eliminate the black market. So that we do know everyone that's growing it, where it's being sold, who's buying it, how many employees they have, how much revenue is being produced. So
okay.
That's all very important.
Let's go to the phones. Frank, you're live on the air here on KCNR.
Yes, I live down in the Bonneville area in South Reading where they decided to put all the marijuana grows and processing and spoke against it at the city council meeting. I really felt with all the, the healthcare personnel and everything that got up there and gave really, articulate presentations. The council had already made up their mind as what they were going to do. There's hundreds of families that live down here in the South Reading area that are impacted by this, and I'm just amazed. There's, it's an unlimited amount of processing, growing, and all for money. I can't fathom this. And if he thinks it's so fine, why did he make sure that it would not happen downtown where he has all his business interests involved? So I'm just incredibly disgusted with the city council's approach to this. And just because there's money involved, there's lots of activities that are not on the up and up, and just to get money out of it, I think it's ridiculous. And
okay.
Anyway, fine. Incredibly disappointed, and I'm a retired school teacher, and I worked in Shasta Lake City, so I've seen all the wonderful things that all the drugs do. And anyway, I'm just incredibly disappointed.
I appreciate your phone call, Frank. It's very, that's a very moving phone call because you're in the middle of this and you're watching it happen to you and you're kind of feeling like, gosh, I'm in the middle of a tidal wave and I can't do anything. Thanks a lot, Frank.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye.
Thanks for your call.
Well, so for me personally, it's never been about the money. It's been about the control and regulating the industry. And for one of the very purposes of youth prevention. So that's one of the things when by allowing regulated industry in Reading, we can apply for state grants, partner with public health to get grants for youth prevention, more police officers, DUI enforcement. So youth prevention is a huge issue for me, and that's one of the main reasons that I support doing this and support regulating the industry, is to try and do what we can to keep it out of the hands of youth.
If this works, will you do the same thing for meth and heroin? If it works, will you do the same thing for meth and heroin?
Well, for one thing, I think the first thing you'd have to ask is if the voters approve meth use statewide, which, you know, California voters, it's hard to tell. You know, I think the other thing would be with marijuana, you don't see, you don't see people breaking into somebody's house because they want another bag of marijuana. But
you see them breaking in their house because they want their marijuana so they can sell it.
No, it's the meth, and I think meth was a bigger issue in Redding 10 years ago. I think it's more the heroin and the opioids now, and that changes people in a short amount of time, and they get addicted and they do start making very bad decisions.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, change the subject, because I want to get into public safety and the homeless situation, and then unfunded liabilities.
Okay.
Maybe we'll start with unfunded liabilities first. Okay. We're here with Adam McElvey. And Adam, I really appreciate you. You're a stand-up guy. You're coming in here, you're going, whoa, this is what I feel, and this is the way I vote. So I think people need to appreciate that.
Well, I always want to be transparent and and love coming on your show and having this conversation.
Great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Full-service spas are most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Redding that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
They're all wasted!
Yes!
Yeah!
It's Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. 8:48 in the morning.
It's hump day.
54 degrees in the downtown studios.
No, we're going to have like marijuana day.
No, we're not. We can have green day, but we're not going to have that. That means up and smoke. We should do up and smoke songs.
Up and smoke.
Sorry your call dropped off.
Come on, call us back, Terry. Want
to make sure that you know that you're appreciated and respected. Everybody. What do we call it?
Hey, you know what?
We have gender equality here,
so you can call. Not only that, Terry, but just because you call me up and harass me about my lack of turkey hunting prowess, where you could run them down and catch them with your bare hands. I got it, man. I got it. We're here with Adam McElvain, Redding City Councilman. Okay. Let's just put marijuana aside here. Public safety. It's not getting any better. We're having, if anything, it seems like we're setting a new record for car thefts. We've had in the last couple of weeks people being assaulted right down here by the Cascade Theater. The 81-year-old woman gets her car gets broken, her house gets broken into by two thugs. What's the city doing?
That's tragic when that happens, and that always affects me as a city council person to see when those crimes are committed. I think our number one public safety issue right now is jail space, and it's the revolving door at the jail, mm-hmm. because without the ability to put people in jail for a jailable offense, we lose accountability. And, you know, when you see our officers having to arrest the same guy 39 times in a year and a half, there's an issue there. There's a fundamental breakdown.
Does the city council have a plan?
For more jail space?
To help the county with jail space. And I'm trying to get, by the way, I've invited David Kehoe on, and Francie Sullivan's going to be on next week, but I've invited David Kehoe on, who is a county supervisor, has been there for 16 years, to come on the show, too. We're waiting for him to come back to us. Does the city council, y'all say, maybe we could do this?
I think that's always a possibility. I think it was a week or a week and a half ago that I saw that the county is expected to add 60 jail beds in the near future and then potentially 100 more over the next year or two. And that's something that I would support wholeheartedly, because we know that 400 people are committing 65% of the crime in Redding.
Right.
And
the ones out on the streets, 400.
Right.
Not counting the ones that are already in jail.
True. And so that, we don't want to overdo it. We don't want to have some huge, Taj Mahal jail where then we're getting people shipping their inmates into our region. But we need that accountability. And as a veteran and campaigning on law and order, that's really important. Once we have that, I do feel like we need more police officers. I would like to see certainly more CSOs. I would like to see more sworn officers, and I think that that's very important, and that's something that I will be working on over the next year or two. And
why don't we go out and privatize some of this and get sworn, the CSOs? I think that the chief said something about using the cadets as CSOs, but there's also we're privatizing part of the patrols on the river trail. Why not do things like that? We're paying a salary, but we're not paying anything else.
And I think that's a possibility, and I think that you'll see more of that happen. I know the chief is working on his volunteer program to kind of not necessarily emulate, but the sheriff's had a volunteer program for a long time that that supplements his resources, and that I think that'd be great for the city to have as well.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You're live on KCNR, and do you have a question for a guest or a comment?
I do, but Carl, buddy, great white hunter. There are dead turkeys on Bocelli Lane. There are so many of them, people are running them over.
Well, I understand that, but see, that doesn't count if you hit a turkey with your car. And the other thing, too, is when I start shooting on Bocelli Lane, I've got like 15 cops shooting back at me. So thanks, Terry, but let's move on. We only got a few minutes left.
All right, first of all, you're right about the jail space, but I think there's some naivety in looking at all this only because of the fact that we've got police officers that are the fifth highest paid in the United States. And I'm tired of the fact that when we mention these things or we talk about the pay and we get answers from the city manager that the pay that we have on entry level is number 20, we have no one who comes in on entry level. We have all laterals. I talked to Roger Moore about this. There's more policemen aren't going to help with less jail space. The expensive policemen that we have are doing a good job. And when we mention the fact that the salaries are outrageous, the unfunded liabilities are outrageous that we have for police, when we talk about that, we're bad people because we don't like police. That's not true. People, family that are police officers. I have a cousin that was a police chief in Bedford, Massachusetts. We love the police. But because you bring something up, you're a bad person, number one. Number two, about the marijuana issue. Do you really think that when we have all these stores out here, and whether you're for marijuana or not for it isn't the issue, and we have a distribution center, that really and truly that's going to stop the black market? Where in the world, your own police chief, our own police chief, is saying that's not going to happen? I'm trying to figure out the rationale of all these different things that are going on, and I'd like to try to explain some rationale to me.
Okay. Thanks, Terry. Hey, Terry, by the way, your phone was breaking up bad right then, too.
So was it, Betty?
We got it. We got most of it, though. Okay. Thanks, Terry. Yep. Adam, those are, good questions. You've kind of talked about it and your rationale and about the jail, but the amount of money we pay our employees at City Hall, average is like $70,000, a year per person. I know there's a lot of others lower, but the average is that, and the average in the city of Reading is only like 40.
Yeah, and that's that's an issue. I know it's a serious issue that a lot of people are concerned with. Definitely something that I was very concerned with as a citizen, and then campaigning and running for city council and getting on city council. And what I can say to that is I haven't supported any raises since I've been at the city, and I think it's important that that we do control our spending. There are occasionally positions where you're having difficulty hiring, say for an engineer or something like that. That's a critical public safety position. So you do have to match the market. But I am aware of how much our officers make, and you can't put a price obviously on an officer and the sacrifices they make. But it's something that we definitely have to keep in control. And I'd ask Terry to, we're negotiating right now, and we'll have
like
11 results.
11 unions are being negotiated with right now, right?
I think we're
something
down
like
to, there's 11 total. Right. I think we're open negotiations with 7 right now.
Well, and Terry, I'll disagree with you on part of this. Is I know we do have some young men that are in the academy right now that from Reading Police. Yeah, so they're taking newbies mm-hmm. also. He tries to do a 50-50. Now, I don't know if it's doing all of that right now. Well, Adam, the unfunded liabilities that we're facing, though, it doesn't get any better. Unless those salaries drop. And right now, the unfunded liabilities is how much a year that we're paying on?
I think in total around $20 million for our PERS payment, but I think that includes the enterprise funds as well, so that's not just general fund.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... this is all the cities across California are being confronted with this issue. I think we've done a really good job at controlling costs, and we've seen revenues increase. We had a $2.6 million, maybe $2.5 million surplus from our 16-17 year. So when we applied that to our 10-year budget, our deficit dropped from $31 million to $19 million, which is fantastic because it'd be nice to erase that deficit. Completely.
Okay, but still $19 million. And if I'm not going to say what if because CalPERS.
So we want to continue reducing costs and increasing revenue, and I think that's what you've seen from the council this far.
Do you see a point where they're going to have to reduce salaries, or if we go back to every other Friday?
Well, so I think that's always a possibility again, depending on what we encounter as far as a budget. But, the pension issue is a statewide issue, and it's something that I think about constantly. There are a few different cases going on right now within the state of California, and one, for instance, is the California rule and being able to adjust people's the pension agreement that you made with them mm-hmm. when you hired them. Because right now, once you've hired somebody, you can't change their pension formula for the entire duration of their employment, which in the private sector, of course, you can adjust things as you go along and as needed.
Remember
so
those
that,
401 plans that disappeared that, mm-hmm. during the downturn?
Yeah.
I mean, companies, But yet, state didn't cost the state anything.
Right. So that would be something where, when that makes its way through the court, if that changes, where we could adjust at our level to really help improve that. And then, as far as the people that are already retired, I heard that there was a case working its way through that would be able to adjust people's retirement pay if they were making six figures or more within the state of California. I'm not sure how far that's gotten. So we have to watch some of this. The city being part of the PERS, our hands are kind of tied.
Yeah.
We can't not pay the PERS system. And then,
you can change how much we pay people and all that.
We can change how much we pay people and look at retirement formulas and watch these court cases as they work their way through.
Adam McElvain, Reading City Councilman. Man, I am so glad that we had you on today.
I can't believe it's already
been
an hour.
Thank you so much. There's like five
other things that we could have talked about. So, tomorrow Clark, Trish and Sharon are going to be on tomorrow. So Linda and I will only